The big question about LSU's Mike the Tiger lately has been, will he ever go to another football game? Personally, I've always wondered, what does he do all day?
I mean, once he's out in the yard?
Yeah. Yeah, once he's out in the yard.
He gets in his pool.
Yeah.
He sleeps. And he defecates.
That is Dr. David Baker, Mike Six's personal veterinarian. He's been the primary vet for Mike the Tiger for 19 years, and when he took the job, he'd never worked with a tiger before. He had worked with cats, though. House cats.
They are very much like house cats. In fact, they're so similar that it does sometimes surprise me.
If you've ever owned a cat, then you'll understand this.
Life is very much on their terms, meaning some days they're very interactive and affectionate, and other days they ignore you completely. Very curious, very wary. They don't like new things. If anything is different in this enclosure, he will recognize it within minutes.
Boy, that's true, because when Mike approached us, it was obvious that he knew who one of us was, and it wasn't me.
He's walking up here now because he knows. He heard me close the gate.
So he completely recognizes you.
What do you think?
Those sounds are known as moans and chuffs. Chuffs are happy.
And what he was saying there was that he knows me and he was happy to see me, but he didn't know who that guy with me was. And he'll do that when strangers are close to him.
I graduated from LSU in 2009, so Mike is nothing new to me. But with Dr. Baker right by my side, I was seeing a side of Mike I had never seen before.
So where does he like to be scratched?
He likes to be scratched on his back and his belly, just like any guy, I suppose.
Like house cats, tigers are good at masking health problems. Caring for tigers requires attention to detail, making the job a 24/7 responsibility. As a result, tigers form bonds with their caretakers. Dr. Baker remembers when Mike Six first came to LSU.
At that time, everything in his life changed. He was in a new environment. He was by himself. He needed a friend, and so he bonded very closely with me and with my two student caretakers. And so when they left, when they graduated, he was so upset at the turnover that he lost 70 pounds.
But don't worry, he gained it back, because when he eats a lot, averaging 25 to 30 pounds of a prepared carnivore diet a day. And on special occasions, he gets a dead chicken or a pig, and his favorite snack is an oxtail.
This is his night house, and you can see there's a little food preparation area that we're standing in. His food gets thawed here in the refrigerator before it's fed to him, and we feed him between 4 and 6 of those logs. They're 5-pound logs.
Inside are two holding cells, one for eating and one for sleeping. The one for sleeping has a bed made of pine shavings, and right next to his bed is a door.
And the trailer is on the other side of that door. So for him to load, we just open that door and either he goes in or he doesn't. You can see that it's a fairly open area and there is no physical means of forcing him into the trailer. We wouldn't do that even if we could. We don't think that would be humane.
Dr. Baker makes it clear that while Mike Six may have similarities to a house cat, he is a Bengal Siberian tiger living in captivity on campus. Happy and healthy is his main objective. After all, he too has bonded with Mike.
I want him to do whatever he wants to do. That's all there is to it.
For WRKF, I'm Frank Barnett.